car.
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSanctity.com.
Called Langan Village, it was called. And basically there was a young lad and he looked awful similar to me. I thought I was fighting in a mirror, right? Come outside the nightclub, I was like, do I know you from somewhere? And he goes, do I know you? Do you know? And he had a Celtic jersey on, but he had the green and the yellow one, right? And I was about to throw a punch. And then he looked at me in the eyes and I go, he goes, am I your father? I said to him. And he goes to me, am I your son? And we just hugged it out. Turns out that no relation at all, and I just headbutted him and he got taken away. But, you know, it goes to show you, people are out there, you could know them.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome back to the show, folks. How the heck are you? I'm well. I'm good. I'm great. I'm sore. My legs hurt. My back hurts. My butt hurts. Everything's a little sore. I went to the doctor this past week. I'm sure I've told you about my adventures with Dr. Riley, because it's always a joy to go and see him. It's my, you know, I have this health insurance that my work is nice enough to provide for me. They don't have to do it, but they do it out of the kindness of their heart. And I feel like since I have this service or thing, that I should use it. So I go, you know, once a year to get my physical and get my blood work done. You know, and so I did that, and every time I do, generally, Dr. Riley is, he's a really nice guy, but he is autistic, I guess, which I like in my doctor, because I just want the bare bones. I don't want to be, like, buddies with him or anything. I just, let's get in and get out, and then I'll see you next year, you weirdo. But I always expect the worst, because I'm a little bit on the heavy side. If you've seen me in person, I got a little bit, I got a few pounds on me, you know, a few dozen pounds, probably realistically. When I was 18, right after high school, of course, I did this. I didn't do it during high school, which probably would have made my social life a lot better with the lady folk. But I was even fatter back then when I was 18. And I was, like, pushing 300, I think, when I was 8, it was, like, 280. So after I graduated high school, my buddies were going to the gym, so I went and lost 100 pounds, like, right after high school. And then my life started to get better after that. And then just through the years of, you know, life starts to catch up with you, and it beats you down even more as you stumble into your late 20s and early 30s, and you know, you fill that hole with food or alcohol or, you know, whatever you're doing, both probably in most of our situations, and you just kind of end up, you know, gaining some of that weight back, which I've done, or not all of it, but about half of it. So, I'm a few dozen pounds overweight. That's how I like to put it. And I know that, obviously, it's not good to have that weight, right? I mean, that's just common sense. You can feel it when you get up in the morning. When you sit on the toilet and your fat gut is sticking out and rolls are popping over, and you feel like your insides are being squished, that's because your insides are being squished by your big fat belly. And it's not a good thing. But we know, I mean, I know that it's not a good thing. And then your doctor wants to make sure that you know that it's not a good thing, which Dr. Riley will do. He reminds me every time that I see him. This time, it's always great because the first time I went to him, he told me to just eat one piece of meat for dinner and not to eat two pieces of meat. He assumed I was eating two pieces of meat for some reason, which I'm not, by the way. It's just booze and just eating bad stuff. It's not eating, like, a super lot amount. I don't know, but he thinks I'm eating two pieces of meat for whatever reason. I'm not. I don't do that. I guess I've done it a few times. I did put away 8 hot dogs, I think, on Memorial Day. So, you know, life happens. What can you do, you know? 8 hot dogs and, you know, a 12-pack. But it's a holiday, okay? That's different than, you know, just normal everyday life. I don't do that, okay? So he assumed that I was doing that. Also advised me to exercise. Good advice. You know, I don't do that enough, you know? So this time, he advised me that that maybe just starve yourself a little bit. It's not going to hurt you. Just a little bit. You know, you have to eat, obviously. But go ahead and just starve yourself. Just a tiny, tiny bit. You know, it's not going to kill you. You got plenty of reserves there. Good advice. I'm not going to lie. I think it's great. I think he's a smart man, and he knows what he's talking about. And it's not going to hurt you. I've heard about these new diets where they you just starve yourself for like 3 days. For I think it's like 2 or 3 days out of the week. You eat 600 calories or less, which is not a lot, by the way. I tried the diet. There's just no way I could do it. I felt like I was going to pass out. But some people swear by it. But anyways, so yeah, and then, you know, exercise. And I'm like, you know, you're right. My body hurts all the time. I'm sore. I'm tired all the time. It's because I don't exercise. You know, I can make up excuses all day. I work, you know, many jobs, and I do this, you know, show here and doing other shows and, you know, it's a lot, but there's really no excuse. So this week I said, you know what, Dr. Rye Guy, you are absolutely correct, and I'm going to start exercising. So I did. I woke up. I was going to start Monday morning to exercise, and I just didn't make it, okay? Look, Sunday happened. I may have went and had a few drinks with my friends on Sunday, as one is tend to do from time to time on the weekends on a Sunday. But I didn't go absolutely crazy or anything. I did, I'm not gonna lie. And so I said, okay, I'll start on Tuesday. No big deal. You know, you slipped up early, you caught it in time, and now the real work begins. So I did. I got up 8 a.m., which I know is, you know, I know. Okay, it's not super early. I get it. And it's not. It's, you know, I usually get up about that anyways, about 8:30 usually. And I went up and went for a run. And it was awful. Oh, my God, running is the worst. I know that there is a runner's high, the myth of the runner's high, which is just the high is just I'm done running. I'm finally finished, you know. And you can tell it starts to kick in right about the halfway mark, where you're like, I'm halfway done. Now it's just going back. So I've done it all this week, and you feel good. You do. You feel a lot better. Things are moving in your lungs, and, you know, but I still am sore. But this pain's good. Like, you feel like you did something, and it's a rewarding pain, if that makes any sense. But everything hurts. I mean, everything that hurted before hurts now, but it's a more pleasurable pain. I don't know how your back hurts. Your upper back from jogging or lumbering? I'm not really jogging. I'm lumbering. But yeah, but I feel good. I'm feeling strong. I'm starting in the summer. So shoot, by the time the winter rolls around, I'm going to be a pristine athlete, I think, by that time. or at least we'll be able to jog a 10-minute mile by winter. We'll see. I tried this before, and I did pretty well for a few weeks, but it's not like you have to form the habit, right? That's the crux in the whole thing. You have to do it enough times to form your habit, and it's harder when it's not fun. So when I tried this before, I was even getting up on weekends and running, and I got sick, and then I just stopped. So I'm gonna make the effort this time. Dr. Riley's right. I want him to apologize to me next time I see him next year and be like, wow, you weren't eating two pieces of meat this whole time. And I'm sorry for judging you. You just didn't move your fat behind, and that was the problem. So, yep. So, apology accepted, bro. Anyways, this is the Homemade Broadcast. My name is Will Koontz. This is RadioSt.Pete.com, or if you're listening on podcasts, maybe you're listening on HMBRadio.com. Make sure you swing by the website. It's redesigned, HMBRadio.com. It looks great. I did it. I'm very happy with it. You should use the Squarespace thing, man. It's really easy to use. Well, it's not easy. Like, there is some, you have to get used to it a little bit. But once you get in there and get your hands dirty, it's really easy. So, really proud of the site. So, please go check it out, HMBRadio.com. I had a meeting with Ecotora people last week. I think we're still on. I'm going to be a media sponsor for them and covering a lot of their events for them this coming November. I got a banner for them, so go check them out on the website. Pretty sure, anyways. I haven't heard from them in a few days. I asked about if there was any payment involved in this, and I haven't heard back. So I think this is still going to be happening. We'll see. I'll do it for free. I just was asking, you know. I mean, I don't mind. You know, they put my HMB radio stuff all over the place. Sure, no, not a problem. So, yeah, go check them out. And that event's coming up in November. I think they're releasing some, music. People were performing music at the event. They got music. They got film. It's, like, going to be the South by Southwest of St. Pete. And I think we're going to do some sort of comedy thing, too. I want to get together some sort of comedy showcase involved in that. So, keep your lookout for that. Go to the site, HMBRadio.com. And while you're there, scroll to the bottom, too. Sign up for our mailing list. I'm doing mailing lists now. It's insane, all the things I've been teaching myself over the past few weeks. So sign up. I won't spam you. Like, you might get one a month. For me, that's it. I'm not going to do, you know, every few days or anything. It's not that exciting around here. I mean, lots of cool stuff is happening, but it's really, you know, I swear, I'm not going to just send you crap. And then go check out Radio St. Pete, too. They got the archive. We got TampaBayPodcast.com, which has, like, I think 10,000 hours of original programming. Radio St. Pete is adding original, local, homegrown programming all the time, new stuff. So make sure you go check that out. And City Hall Broadcast is on hold temporarily until we find out what happens with this election that's going on here in the next few weeks. So depending on the result, we'll be back. If not, we still might be back. Who knows? You know, whatever the turnout is or whatever the outcome is, I should say. You know, you never know. You know, I could be charming when I want to. So we'll see. But I think... we're going to continue back up with that in October, I believe, is the plan right now. We'll see. So this week on the show, we have a big, fat nobody. I had a guest that I booked the past 2 weeks, and they canceled on me both times. So I'm tired, and I couldn't book anybody else. I'm running now, okay? I don't have time to send emails. It's just going to be me today. I haven't done one by myself in a long time. But there's a lot to talk about. Luckily, I searched the web. There's lots of local stuff. But before we get to that, let's get to our sponsors here. Tap Out 61, you know. I want to say thank you to them. Joe down there at Tap Out 61. It did a great job remodeling the bar. It's got a new name. Formerly another bar that I promoted on here now, Tap House 61. So check out taphouse61.com. It's really the only place I go out at anymore. I hit up some breweries every now and again, but I can't do downtown anymore. I'd rather just either drink at somebody's house or go to Tap House 61. And that's the God's honest truth. Good people down there, great bartenders, and it's just a fun place to hang. They're doing a bunch of like Americana, folky type of live music now. And, you know, on the 23rd of September, we're going to have the homemade broadcast comedy show, HMB radio comedy show thing. And we got some great comics for that. We got Rachel Rowan opening up. We have Jonas Presendu is the feature act for that. And then my man and mentor now, I guess, yeah, he's let me do a show on Wednesdays. So my mentor, radio mentor, Johnny B. from 102.5 The Bone will be the headlining act on that. So that's going to be a great time. Check out information on the Facebook page, HMB Radio on Facebook, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio. And, yeah, so thank you to Tap House 61. Also, thank you to K9 Holistics, K9Holistics.com. Christine there. If your dog's a jerk, why are you letting your dog be a jerk, man? I got this dog out back of my house. I like dogs, but I hate this dog. Because you know why? Because he's a jerk. And he won't shut up. And the owners, those are the ones I really don't like, because they let him bark from 7:30 in the morning until about, I don't know, I think it was 12:30 in the morning the other night where I heard that dog barking out there. And they don't do anything about it because they're jerks. And if your dog's a jerk, that's a way of looking at yourself because you're the real jerk. Don't be a jerk. Let Christine train your dog at K9 Holistics. She gives a free consultation. She does it the nice way, the holistic way. So check her out, K9Holistics.com. And finally, last but not least, I got to catch my breath here. Man, I haven't talked this long up front in a long time. Jesus. Thank you to Truvy Salon and Spa. Chrissy Parker down there. All your spa needs, all your hair cutting needs. She's the only one who touches my hair. Like Dr. Riley, I see her once a year too, and she gives me a little trim and makes fun of me about my weight while I'm in there. So, but she won't do that to you, okay? You don't have to worry. She's a nice lady, and I think she does, you know, she does the hair thing, and then she does has a lady come in and does Botox like once a month. So if you've ever been interested in that, you know, check Truvy Salon and Spa out. That's Truvy, T-R-U, V's and Victor, Y, Salon and Spa.com. Make an appointment. Tell her I sent you. Pick up an HMB radio sticker while you're there. And very good. So lots happened this week in Tampa Bay. We had the beginning of HBO's Hard Knocks, which I'm a football fan. You know, I don't follow as much as I did when I was younger because I have a life. And, you know, it's sports. It's a good way to get away from life every now and again. But it's kind of cool. So HBO does this thing once a year where they pick a team and they follow them through training camp, which is, you know, it starts up the end of July and then it ends. It's like a month or 6 weeks long or something. So they follow these teams around, the players around for 6 weeks. It's a reality show. And, you know, you can't help but to think that even though it's a reality show, you know that reality shows aren't reality. They're always a little bit scripted. Of course they are. Because otherwise, reality's boring. True life is boring, even if you're a professional athlete. So you could see, you know, a lot of that in the shows, and they kind of followed, you know, the big names, Jameis Winston and Gerald McCoy. Gerald McCoy went on a Twitter rant just before the crew got there a few weeks ago, talking about how he's underappreciated, and people don't know what they have until it's gone. Yeah, I'm sorry, millionaire, you know, that people aren't appreciating you enough. Why don't you get some more tackles and sacks, and people will love you. It's really, I mean, if you're an athlete, it's as easy as that. If you're performing well, they're going to love you. If you're not performing as well, well, you're going to have to go through the bumps and the bruises there. I mean, he's a great player. He's a all-pro defensive lineman, but he just, you know, I think the Bucks were spoiled, you know, back in those 2000 era, you know, with Lynch and that defense that we had, Rondé Barber, and then we had Simeon Rice and Warren Sapp on the line, Chidi Ahanotu, Brad Culpepper. Like, really powerhouse players, and a lot of them stood out so much, especially Sapp. And I think when Gerald McCoy got drafted, that maybe he, you know, people were expecting the return of Sapp, and he's not Warren Sapp. He's some nerd who likes Marvel Comics way too much. He wears, you know, his Spider-Man underoos and showed up to training camp in the first episode of Hard Knocks in some kimono thing. He's a goofball. You know, it seems like a fun guy, though. I'd love to hang out with him. But he's a nerd. So he's not Warren Sapp, and I think that's what people are expecting him to be, this powerhouse, potent player, you know? Anyway, Hard Knocks was pretty interesting, you know, but there is a lot of, I don't know, it doesn't feel genuine. Like, I know that's not what training camp's like for the most part, and they made Jameis seem like a, well, I'm sure he is too. I'm not saying they make him seem like, but they exaggerate it, I guess, a little bit. You're only seeing what, you know, they film for, there's probably 300, 400 hours worth of tape that they film for one show that's an hour long. And then they pick the really good stuff, which is smart if you want to make an entertaining program. But yeah, you could tell there's a lot of that. But it's cool seeing the hometown team, you know. You go down, and I know they were there at the Cox Media Group down there last week. Cameron Lynch is Drew Garabo's unofficial or official intern, I guess. He's a linebacker for the Bucks, and they recorded a special show that I'm excited to see those guys on the air on HBO this coming Tuesday. So it should be cool. They were in there filming, and they did a special Sunday live, Drew Garabo live. So it'd be cool to see, you know, you see all the local stuff, and, you know, it's fun if you're a football fan. And then we had the other sports team that was in the news this week was our Tampa Bay Rays. Finally something to be excited about in baseball. It's been a while. And I guess, like, the team's pretty good, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs good. They looked like they were teasing they might. It's not looking so good now here as we start to get in August. But there is a lot of baseball to play. Who knows? They could go on a 10-game, 15-game winning streak. Who knows? But Tropicana Field was in the news this week. And what do you think it was for? Something good? No, of course not. They did a survey, Sports Illustrated, to see what the best, like, foods and beverages were in, I'm trying to find a story here, sorry. Let's see, Tropicana Field, SI, MLB ballpark food safety, that's what it was. Ranking by stadiums, and out of 28 teams, Tropicana Field came in very last. That's a little frightening. Luckily, I am not in a financial situation where I can buy food at Tropicana Field or go to a baseball game even most of the time. So it was, let's see, with a staggering 105 critical violations in 2017, Tropicana Field brings up the rear in our rankings. Two food entities, the catering kitchen and the stand outside section 303, tallied over 20 violations each. Violations range from an observed presence of live insects to black mold accumulating inside an ice bin. So the live insects thing, I mean, we're in Florida, right? You're going to have cockroaches, and it's just something we have to deal with. I don't know, it's gross. I'm not bananas about it, but I can almost understand, you know, you're going to have roaches and bugs, that's especially in the summertime. But the black mold inside the ice machines, what the hell, man? That's a little rich, and I think that can really make you sick. But I never heard of, like, if they're the worst, you know, in the league, I haven't heard anybody getting sick. Like, you would think they'd be like, man, I went to a Rays game, I got a soda, and I had diarrhea for 8 days after that. I think there might have been black mold or something in the machines. I never heard anything about that. Let's see, what else? An employee was observed handling hot dogs and cash without washing hands in between. That's disgusting because cash is... First of all, what kind of psycho brings cash to a baseball game? What is the matter with you? There's debit cards, there's credit cards. I'm a proponent of cash, by the way, but for something like that where it's just so easy to use a card, a debit card, a credit card, just do that, weirdo. You don't need to bring cash. Bring a pocket full of cash. So they were just touching the hot dogs. Don't they have gloves or something? Did they have gloves on? They didn't really say. An ESPN report from 7 years ago found that every inspected stand at Tropicana Field had at least one critical violation. That number has dropped from 100% down to about 50%. Hey, pretty good, though. Still the worst, but 50% better than it was. But these Tampa Bay Stadium still leads the way in eye-popping food safety numbers. We're number one. We're number one. It's Tropicana Field. If you go, the good thing about the Trop, though, still, is they allow you to bring in, like, food. So, like, my friend went and just brought in a Public Sub and didn't say anything. We used to sneak beers in all the time, really easily. They've kind of cracked down on that since people started putting bombs in their shoes and stuff like that. So now they actually check your pockets. We used to just wear cargo shorts and just jam-pack a six-pack in those things, easy, a piece. So there would be, like, you know, six of us, and we'd each have just six beers piece and get wasted. It was great, but they don't allow you to do that anymore. But you still can, you know, bring in a Public Sub, which is probably the best thing to do. Make sure you get a bottled water or a bottled soda so you don't end up with black mold diarrhea. That's my advice. The other thing I wanted to touch on this week was there is a mayoral election happening in a few weeks. And one candidate in particular really piques my interest because, well, we got a bunch of lunatics running in the third party slots. We got the two Ricks and then a bunch of crazy people, essentially, running for independent slots. There's one that I particularly enjoy, though. His name is Jesse Neville. He is the People's Democratic Uhuru Movement and candidate for mayor. He's a white dude. I actually went to college with him. Nice guy, but seems he was very involved in, he's one of these, which I was, too, at that time, realistically, in college. Like, didn't like America too much. I thought they were the cause of everything dreadful in the world. And then I Googled stuff and learned that that wasn't really the case. And, you know, you can't really, you got to do your own research. Don't just read something and take it verbatim. There's a lot of nuance out there. But anyway, he really fell down the rabbit hole after college and ended up joining this Uhuru movement, which is some weird black power communist organization. They demand white people pay reparations for slavery. I would like to know, I mean, the only real questions, I asked him to be on my show. I did kind of say some rude things to him on, not really rude, though, just critical, not rude, critical things to him on Twitter. But I want him to come on the show because I really would like to hear his point of view here. You know, maybe I could get some stuff out of him. I don't know. But, you know, he's just one of these America sucks and we owe black people money and, you know, I want to know how much and who pays this because I've heard, I did some research on the Uhurus and they think they're entitled to like $46 trillion or something, some crazy amount. I don't even think the earth is worth that much money, but that's what they want. So supposedly anyways. And this, like, guy who's, like, the ringleader, this, I love this guy, Gazi Kadzo. He's hilarious. He's some, he's, like, the press secretary or something for the Uhurus. But they're, you know, racist, pretty much. They don't like white people, which, you know, that's fine. But not very nice. And so they're not, obviously, this Jesse Neville guy is not going to win. He was critical of the, we have a big problem with kids stealing cars in this county because most of it is because these stupid morons leave their keys in their cars and then the kids, they, you know, have idle hands and probably not dads at home and they just run the streets at night and steal cars, not steal cars but take the car that has the keys in it. And so these kids did that, a group of five of them. and crashed at 100 miles an hour, hit some poor guy that was heading to work, and almost killed him. Thank God he's all right. And the four of the five kids died in a fiery crash going 100 miles an hour on Tampa Road. And, of course, this guy, black people can do no wrong. They're not responsible for their decisions. You know, this is the police fault in the end. The International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement held a press conference Monday where former Pinellas sheriff candidate and two candidates in the upcoming St. Petersburg elections blamed deputies' tactics for the deaths of three teens. Oh, sorry, three, not five. Who died in a fiery crash on Sunday. Jesse Neville, a mayoral candidate who is affiliated with the Uhuru Movement, called the deaths of the kids state-sanctioned lynching and criticized the Pinellas sheriff Gugliardi's remarks following the crash. His remarks were, wow, that's very sad what happened, pretty much. But that's not right. Paraphrasing, obviously. Within hours of their deaths, Gugliardi held a press conference where we were told that the three boys had extremely extensive criminal records, he says, without a shred of evidence. Neville added, the sheriff attributed recent burglaries in North Pinellas to the boys. Penny Hess of the African People's Solidarity Committee said she denounced the ongoing murders and criminalization of black children. Is there ever a point where people are accountable for their own actions? For the love of God, it's insane. This reads like a crazy person wrote it. So, I mean, he's an idiot, right? I want him to come on the show. I'd love to talk to him about it to get his point of view. You know, you're getting snippets from the news. But it's absolutely crazy. The deputy said that the car was going 100 miles an hour. My question is, how did he know that unless he was there to witness it? Well, there's, you know, impact. You can kind of do science and measure where the car impacted and how far the vehicle traveled afterwards. There's a lot of different ways. There's helicopters in the air. It's 2017. There's helicopters in the air all the time. And drones or whatever probably now too, I'm sure. Not bananas about that, but, you know, this stuff exists. So there's a lot of ways to do that. So I guess they're thinking like they chased the kids and the kids freaked out and crashed and died. No sympathy for the man that was just heading to work, and no word on that. I mean, thank God he's alive. But good Lord, man. There's just no accountability. But I found this video from the Uhuru. This is this guy, Gazi Kodzo. He's hilarious. I love him. I'd love to meet him, but I would be freaked out. I would be too nervous to meet him. But so this is the Uhuru movement here in St. Petersburg. This is some of the people who represent them. Let's play this YouTube clip entitled "White People Are Paying Reparations."
Well, y'all. So I was just chilling outside by the sun because I can do that because I'm black. And then white Jesus came to me. White Jesus was like, "God," I said, "What white Jesus?" And he was like, "You need to train male Saxons." I said, "Why, white Jesus?" He was like, "Cause just like dogs, they need training." I said, "Okay, I'll do it." So now I'm going to show you these well-trained male Saxons, toilet seat complexion individuals, okay?
Toilet seat complexion individuals. Pretty good.
Nice one, guys. White Jesus, okay? So let's talk to them real quick and let's see what they have to say. Uhuru?
Uhuru.
Do you owe reparations?
Absolutely.
What? So this is some weird androgynous looking, I think it's a woman, but I don't know where this is, but it must be, I mean, it's in town. I don't know who this
person
is.
You say that. Wait, who is you?
Beryl Shepley.
Uhuru Beryl.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, Beryl. Got your name out there. This is my favorite guy, though. Let me see if I can find him. Here he is. This is a white dude, but you wouldn't know it.
Uhuru.
What's your name is again?
Jackson.
Where you from?
Uhuru.
Seattle.
This is,
He raised around all nothing but African people, y'all, so he don't know nothing about being white. He don't like white people. Ain't that right?
All white people owe reparations, though.
Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. Ain't that right?
Well-trained dog.
Right.
That's true.
And what's your name is?
Prince.
Prince, the well-trained dog.
Uhuru, Prince.
Uhuru.
Now, why you up for reparations?
Because as a white person, I sit on the pedestal of colonialism and slavery that built not only the wealth of this country, but the whole European world.
And his eyes are darting around like, I studied this 1 million times. I have to get this right. I don't want to have to do this take again.
Therefore, all white people owe reparations, and we're coming to get it.
Well, dig into your pockets, Prince, and hand it over. You found a white person, so go ahead, dig in. Give all your money away, and finally help these people out that we stole from for all this time. So this is what we're dealing with here in St. Petersburg. This is a candidate for mayor. Now, of course, he's not going to get anywhere close to winning this election because most people are, for the most part, sane. But there is this weird movement here in, the world, not only here, or I guess the United States, maybe in the Western world anyways. We have these weird lunatics that now with YouTube can get some airplay. Even Sarah Silverman gave Jesse Neville a shout-out. Comedian Sarah Silverman. Unbelievable. That's cool, though, man. Good for you, Jesse. I'd love you to come on the show, man, if you by any way hear this. And, you know, you can school me up on what I'm missing here. I encourage you to do that. All right, so to end the show this week, I know it was a lot of me. I know. And what better way to end it than with more me? So Wednesdays, I'm on the Johnny B. Show, 102.5 The Bone, 10 to midnight. Tune in. And a couple weeks ago, or last week, we did asked some pretty personal questions here that we gave away some tickets for. And you're going to know more about me than you've ever wanted to know on this. Mom, I'm sorry. So this is from last week's We'll Do Wednesday on a Johnny B. Show. 10 questions that get a bit personal. Oh, it's not going to do it? Come on. Oh, come on.
All right, let's play Will Did What. We'll go to the phones, and let's go with Matt. What's up? You're on the Johnny B. Show.
What's up, man?
How you doing, Matt? Yeah, we're going to play a little game. All you have to do is pick myself, Anna, or Ryan. Who are you going with?
You know what? I'm going to take you, Johnny B.
Most guys would. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Plot twist.
All right. Good luck to you, pal. Hold on. All right. Let's go to... what up, Brittany?
Turn your radio down,
Yo,
Brittany.
Yo, Brittany, you listen to me twice. It's crazy. It's like Inception of fat people.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You sound great. Where are you calling from, Britt?
From Lutz.
Lutz? What? You yep. sound too pretty to be in Pasco County.
I'm actually in Hillsborough. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. You're right on the edge. I like it. Okay. All right. Brittany, who do you want? I've already been picked. You have Ryan or you have Anna. Who do you want in this contest?
I'm calling dibs on Ryan.
Ooh, okay. All right. Oh, look at Ryan getting the women all picking up on him and everything.
Totes blushing.
All right. Good luck, whatever. Brittany. All right, here we go.
Whatever.
Yeah. Man, she sounds sexy. Know what I'm saying?
You know, what can I say?
Well, you over there serving burgers over there at the Ford's Garage. She was all up in there like, I want to get that locale option. And you were like, nah, girl, you don't need that. And she was like, oh, what you talking to me like that for? Is that how it went down?
You know me so well.
I know. I know how to play scenarios. All right. Will, we have, I believe, 10 questions.
10 questions.
10 questions. I'm going to try to read Anna Hummel's writing here, and I'm also going to have to censor these questions since she wrote them.
Shorthand.
Very shorthand.
Yes.
And, okay, we will.
Good luck, buddy.
All right. Although you are not selected, Anna.
Yeah, no one picked me. That's fine, though. I'm okay.
You can still play the game if you want.
Oh,
play
thank you.
Because you can try to take it away from our
yeah,
listeners.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, bitches.
Yeah, take it away.
That's not nice.
She is a rude woman. Mm. All right, let's get some sort of quiz music in the background.
Jaquizz.
All right. Not Jaquizz. That's Jaquizz Rogers, the running back for the Buccaneers. Okay, Will, I will ask you a question. You have to give us a second to write down the answer before you give us the answer.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Sounds great.
All right. Everybody have something to write down.
Got it.
Okay. There we go.
Yep.
First question. You have to answer as honest as possible, Will. How many women have you made Sweet Bangy Bang with?
Okay.
Now, don't answer. I'm going to write down my guessy poo here. Okay. Do you guys have yours written down?
I do.
Got it.
Okay. Will, what is the answer?
So I'm trying to think, like, can we do like an in-between number? Because I don't really know the exact number.
Just you know, try to remember exactly. You know what I mean?
I would say 27.
Oh.
Good God. Damn.
My God, bro.
I was kind of handsome.
Wow.
I'm going to say I'm
in better shape.
I'm
wow.
off. I'm a little off.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What is your answer, Ryan?
I said 6.
What the hell, Ryan? The
closest without going
come
over.
Come on, man.
Anna, what was your answer?
3.
What the hell?
Oh! Jesus. I thought you were a good dude.
No,
I didn't know you were a slut.
He's a piece of crap. Yeah. He has AIDS.
I can smell it.
Yes. I said 5.
What the?
I'm close.
I know.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
You guys are the worst.
I thought you were a good guy, too. Man.
I'm offended.
I'm offended.
All right.
Okay. All right. Question number 2. Oh, right now, Ryan is up. And this right here, of all the sexual experiences you've had with another, how many included the back door? How many included the back door? We're going to write down our answers right now.
Out of 27.
Well, okay. The back door. I'm going to go. Okay, I got my number. Ryan, you have yours?
I got it.
Anna, you have yours?
Yes, sir.
Will, what is the answer?
1.5.
What?
Okay, I get
that.
Because a lot of times.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Was it them or you?
it was them.
Okay.
Yeah,
Ryan, what is your answer?
I said 3.
Huh.
All right. Cool.
Anna.
I said 7.
Now, see, he was so offended by how conservative our answers were before, went with 27.
Oh,
27.
My God.
I figured all
good
of them were
Lord.
Just full out onslaught.
Guess
okay.
I win that one again.
Yes, okay. Ryan is now up 2-0
oh,
in this.
My goodness.
It's looking good for Brittany from Lutz right now. Okay, third question, Will. If you could bang anybody that works for 102.5 The Bone, who would it be? I'm going to write down my answer right now. You have to be honest, dude. It's not going to hurt anybody's feelings. Mine's down there. You got yours?
Got it.
Okay, Anna, you got yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Will, who would this lucky person be?
Anna, 100%, Anna.
You don't have
100%.
Really? Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%,
really? Final answer. Okay.
That's funny because I put Anna, too.
Yeah. What was all your right. answer, Ryan?
I said Carmen.
I said Carmen, too.
Yeah.
What?
You guys suck.
What?
Look at this.
No.
Look at this.
Oh, you're totally slammable. Hell yeah.
Slammable?
Yeah.
It's a wrestling term.
Oh, yeah. I'd come off the top ring rope on that ass. I got gail. I mean,
okay.
If we both didn't have great relationships going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And you weren't appalled by fat people. Okay. Question number 4. How old were you when you lost your V card to one of those 27 people? I'm going to write down my answer.
I got mine.
You got yours, Anna?
I got mine.
Yes, I do.
Will, what is the answer?
18.
I said 16.
I said 16.
I said 12.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I win!
The guy's not that old,
that's
man.
Great.
He's banked 27 people.
Anna and I each get a point.
I don't know if he's from Plant City. I have no idea.
You don't know me at all, man.
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm getting to know you. This getting to know you.
Yeah, there it is.
Getting to know all about you. Ooh, you're a slut. I know that. Question number 4. I'm sorry, number 5.
Yeah.
What is your number one turnoff when it comes to the opposite sex? What is your number one turnoff? I got mine written down. You guys?
Now, if none of us are right on this,
then nobody gets a point.
All right, that works.
I think I might have it now.
I got mine.
Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your number one turnoff? Will?
I mean, honestly, it would take a lot, but I would say probably the biggest one would be, like, really thin hair. Like,
oh,
where you can see
yeah.
the scalp.
Seriously?
Yeah,
it's scary,
yeah. It's like
right?
Crypt Keeper.
I would have never thought of that. I said body odor.
Yeah.
Your answer was body odor?
Anna,
what was your answer?
Non-Jew.
My answer was a turn off for him is when they yell rape.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't deter him at all.
Me, yeah.
That's actually
like
a turn on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No points awarded.
God, this is why a whole table hated me the other night. Okay.
Six.
Question number six.
Johnny, you're running out of time, buddy.
You shut up, dude. I'm good in the fourth quarter. Here we go.
That's what you said.
Question number six. Will, if you had to bang a minority, which one would you choose?
I can only choose one?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah. You like me, buddy. I like
Paul,
the whole spectrum, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. I just like a girl that's happy to be there.
I got mine.
Okay, I got mine.
Anna?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Will, what is the answer?
I mean, I think one that I haven't had, which would be an Indian.
Damn it.
And that would be a dot, not feather.
Yes.
I said Asian.
I also said Asian.
Indian!
I had it. Yes,
Johnny.
Dot or feather. Oh,
all right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Nice. Nice. All right.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm on the board. I'm on the board.
All right, there you go. If you want to finish that off, go to theboneonline.com. Go to the Johnny B Show. Go down to Clip of the Day, and you can hear the rest of that. I'm so sorry, Mom, that you had to hear that. This is evening time radio, though, where real radio is. That was a really me-centric episode. I apologize very much for that. But, you know, this is an art show, and we interview artists, and artists aren't known for keeping the best time. So, you know, what can I do in being here on time or showing up at all? And it happens. And you got to make do with what you got. Check out HMB Radio on Facebook. Check out HMBRadio.com. You can find the message or the number to message us, voicemail or a text message you can do too. And if you just want that number, 813-693-2124. But go to HMBRadio.com, click the contact section, get in touch with us, and tweet at me. Did you hate the Will-centric episode? Maybe. Maybe you loved it. Let me know. Home_made_band. You can follow Radio St. Pete as well. Radio STPETE. And that's on Twitter and Instagram for both of us. Try to stay consistent here. Make it easy. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show from Dunedin, Florida. Right in his little jazz room there. Frank spinning some jazz. People love that. I love it. I'm going to tune in and listen. And then followed by the Indie Circuit coming up after that. If you're listening on podcast, thank you very much. Had a lot of subscriptions this week, and I do appreciate that. Although, after this episode, we'll see what happens. I'll be monitoring the numbers. Let's see what happens. Jesse Devil, come on the show, man. Let's talk. Let's do it. It'd be fun. Yep. Talk to y'all next week. Subscribe. Leave a rating. Really helps us out. Just go to HMBRadio.com. I keep telling you, I got stickers, too. I want to send you some. Get it. Homemade Broadcast. HMB Radio. Radio St. Pete. Will Coons. See you later.